الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ليلة القدر باب ليلة القدر The chapter with regards to the night of Al-Qadr The night of Al-Qadr, the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this word Al-Qadr, it has a number of meanings. And from that, Al-Sharaf, nobility and honor and status and rank. And likewise from that, Al-Taqdeer, the decree and ordainment and the decree of legislation and ordainment. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned a number of them that what is intended is both meanings. That Laylatul Qadr, ay Laylatul Al-Sharaf wa Taqdeer. It is a night of nobility and honor. And it is likewise a night of decrees. A night of decrees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed a chapter in His noble book about this affair. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ Indeed, we have revealed it, meaning the Noble Qur'an, in the night of Al-Qadr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the greatness of this night, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ And what will cause you to know, and how will you realize the virtue and the greatness of the night of Al-Qadr? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ That the night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Is better than 1,000 months, meaning the worship that is established sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and according to His law and legislation, in accordance to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worship that is established properly in this night is better than worship that is established in 1,000 months that does not have this night in it, meaning 83 years and 4 months approximately. So there's a great opportunity for mercy and for benefit and for goodness in this night specifically. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ And the angels, they descend, and likewise the ruh, yani Jibreel, he is from the angels, alayhi salam, with every command. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ And it will be peace all that night. Until the rising of the Fajr. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about this night, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ That Allah, He has revealed the Qur'an in a blessed night. So this is a night of blessing. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned likewise in this night that every matter is decreed and ordained in this night. Meaning all the affairs with regards to life and to death and to provision and sustenance and likewise guidance and misguidance is decreed in this night. What is intended here is that it is made known to the angels. That it is made known to the angels, those who will be born and who will be brought into life and those who will die and the likes. All of these affairs are made known in this night to the angels who are entrusted to the likes of these affairs. To the likes of these affairs. So this is a great night. Laylatul Qadr. So the night is a night of honor and nobility. And likewise, it is a night of decree. And also the one who establishes the worship of Allah properly, in that night he will also have great honor and status with Allah Azza wa Jal. The night itself is honorable and noble. And those who establish the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely and properly in that night, likewise they have great status. They have great status and nobility. It's for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever the last 10 nights of Ramadan would enter, he would strive in a manner he did not strive before. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would strive in actions of obedience, striving and drawing near to Allah. And drawing near to Allah with all different types of actions and worship in his whole life. And in Ramadan even more. In Ramadan even more, and in the last 10 nights of Ramadan even more. Until it's mentioned that she said, radiallahu anha, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرِ أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ He would revive the whole night. Meaning he would spend the whole night in worship. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would spend the whole night in worship, specifically in the prayer and the recitation of the Quran and calling on Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping for His reward and hoping for His mercy and fearing His punishment, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and striving to draw near to Him and hoping for His acceptance and His help and His aid. And His help and His aid and in this manner from the beginning of the last 10 nights until the end of them. From the beginning of the last 10 nights until the end of them. أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. And likewise, he would wake up his family as well. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would wake up his family as well, meaning to encourage them as well to benefit, his wives, and those who are capable from his children. And those who are able, then he would also encourage them to spend the night as well in the remembrance of Allah and in the worship of Allah. أَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَارِ وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَارِ. This is one of the words in Sahih Muslim. The hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. So he would, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strive hard. وَشَدَّ مِئْزَارَ الْمِئْزَارِ. Yani meaning he would stay away from having sexual relations in these nights, because he would be completely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise from the sunnah of the messenger as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these nights specifically is to make an i'tikaf, and to have relations while one is in i'tikaf is not permissible. It's not permissible. So these are nights of striving, but likewise the days as well. But the nights are more virtuous. The nights are more virtuous. Rather, they are the most virtuous nights of the year. Rather, they are the most virtuous nights of the year. So the author, he is discussing this affair, and he's closing the chapter or the book. He's closing the book of fasting with this chapter and the chapter that precedes. Babu Laylatul Qadr wa Babu Al-Itikaf. And these are from the most important affairs, yani with regards to closing the month of Ramadan. With regards to closing the month of Ramadan. So he says, Babu Laylatul Al-Qadr, the chapter with regards to the night of Al-Qadr. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجالا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروا ليلة القدر في المنام في السبع الأواخر فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى رؤياكم قد توطأت في السبع الأواخر فمن كان متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. So the author, he mentions the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that there were some men from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had all seen in a dream the night of Al-Qadr. They had all seen in a dream the night of Al-Qadr, and in each one of their dreams it was in the last seven nights. It was in the last seven nights. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I see now that your dreams have been in accordance with the issue that this night is in the last seven nights. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ كَانَ مُتَحَرِّيَهَا فَلْيَتَحَرَّهَا فِي السَّبِعِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. And then, so therefore, whoever is going to pursue and to strive to look for this night, meaning who is going to seek it by performing all different types of actions of worship and to be found in that night, surrendering and submitting to Allah sincerely and hoping for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal from the benefit of this night, whoever is going to pursue this night, then let him pursue it in the last seven nights. Then let him pursue it in the last seven nights. After this, the author, he says, وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ تَحَرَّوا لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. And then the author, he mentioned the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَحَرَّوا لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ, that you should pursue and search for the night of Al-Qadr. What does it mean, تَحَرَّوا وَالتَحَرِّي? It means to seek after this night. You need to intend and to look for this night and to strive to be present, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night, and to be conscious of Allah, and to not be heedless, and to not be preoccupied with the worldly affair, with anything that will be a distraction from the remembrance of Allah. So this night is a night that one will pursue and he will search for by remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal and worshipping and devoting himself entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَحَرَّوا لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ, that you should pursue the night of Qadr in the odd nights from the last 10 nights. In the odd nights from the last 10 nights. In the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, pursue the night of Al-Qadr and the witr from the last 10 nights. In the witr from the last 10 nights. The wording from the witr, this is in Bukhari and not in Muslim. This word, this narration here, which is mutafiqun alayhi, the wording that's mutafiqun alayhi is taharru laylat al-qadr min fil ashr al-awakhir, to pursue the night of al-qadr in the last 10 nights. And the wording of al-Bukhari fil witr, in the odd numbers from them. So the odd numbers of the last 10 nights, they will be
24.
The 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th. The 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th. And the 29th. These are the odd numbers from the last 10 nights. And there are a number of other narrations likewise authentic on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that is the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ في تاسعة تبقى وفي سابعة تبقى وفي خامسة تبقى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this narration, to search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the night of Al-Qadr, and to search for it with 9 nights remaining, with 7 nights remaining, with 5 nights remaining. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. So with 9 nights remaining, with 7 nights remaining, with 5 nights remaining in this narration here, which is in Sahih Bukhari. Another narration which is in Tirmidhi and collected by likewise Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Abi Bakrata radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iltamisuha fi al-ashri al-awakhir li tis'in yabqayna aw li sab'in yabqayna aw li khamsin aw li thalathin aw akhir layla. In this wording here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, search for the night of Al-Qadr in the last 10 nights, with 9 nights remaining, with 7 nights remaining, with 5 nights remaining, with 3 nights remaining, and the very last night. So here, if we're going to think about these narrations here, reflect upon these narrations here, with 9 nights remaining, with 9 nights remaining, 7 nights remaining, 5 nights remaining, 3 nights remaining, 1 night remaining, and the likes like this, which night would these be? 9 nights remaining. If there's 9 nights remaining, what night would that be? If it's 30 nights, the month goes 30, and we're looking for the ninth night remaining, what night would that be? The 22nd. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 22nd, 22. If it's 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. So if it's 30 months, 9 nights remaining would be
22.
On the 22nd, which is? An even number. Taib, 7 nights remaining?
Even.
5 nights remaining? 3 nights remaining? The last night will be on the 30th night, which is an even number. So, okay. If it's 29, it's going to be the 21st. So then if 9 nights remaining, it will be the 21st. And then we understand? Alhamdulillah. So the point is, yani that Allah knows best. There's narrations indicating that we should strive to search for Laylatul Qadr in every night. That's the point. The point is,
You
don't know if it's 29 or 30. No, we don't know if it's 29 or 30. That's right. So the point is to strive every night. The only way to identify or to be sure that he has reached that night is to stand in every night. If he stands in every night and he is establishing the worship of Allah the best he can in every night, then inshallah he would have caught the night of Al-Qadr bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the people of knowledge, likewise, they differed whether it was in one night or if it's one specific night and never changes, or whether it changes from year to year. And sometimes maybe it's on the 21st night, another time maybe it's on the 23rd night, or another time maybe it's on another night, or this year it's on this night, and last year it was on that night, so on and so forth. So the people of knowledge, they differed about this. Some of them, they mentioned it's a specific night, one night only. One night only, and never changes. And they differed about which night that would be. Some of them have difference of opinions about that. And some of the reliable scholars that we follow, they have mentioned the likes of these positions from them, Sheikh Al-Sa'di, and likewise what is apparent from the position of Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi as well. And other than them, Rahimahum Allah. And others, they have mentioned that rather it moves from night to night. And this is what Ibn Hajar, he had mentioned is the strongest position. And likewise, a number of the other scholars like Sheikh Ibn Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen and Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli and the likes, that it moves from night to night, from year to year. Allah knows best which one it is, certainly. Because there is no clear evidence here. There's no clear evidence here. This is just striving and efforts the scholars have made to reach a decision and a position. So a believer, he will strive to be awake every night in these last 10 nights, and to worship Allah every night in these last 10 nights. And at bare minimum, he will strive to establish the Taraweeh Salat with the Imam from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ قَامَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ. That indeed, whoever stands with the Imam until he finishes, then it will be written for him the entire night, as if he has stood in prayer the entire night. So this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity to have this reward. Then a person, he will have that reward on Laylatul Qadr. That he would have the reward for standing in the prayer the whole night on Laylatul Qadr. And likewise, it has been reported authentically that this is from the greatest actions to establish on that night. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged that. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stands on the Laylatul Qadr, in the night prayer, whoever stands in the night prayer on Laylatul Qadr, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And that which has proceeded from his sins will be forgiven. So this is a great encouragement to be standing in the night prayer on this night specifically. On this night specifically. The other narration clarifies the great virtue and the favor of Allah for the one who stands in the night prayer with the Imam in general. That he will have the reward written for him as if he stood the whole night. As if he stood the whole night. So this is something that even those brothers who have to work the next day, for example. Some brothers, they have, they're not able to get off. They have to go to work in the morning, for example. So they're not going to be able to stay up all night and then fulfill the responsibilities that are upon them the next day. So they will not just give up. And they will not say, oh, I have to work. Rather, they will still make effort and strive. And these are just a few number of days, and they're going away quickly. And we don't know if they're going to return for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good life upon His obedience, a good long life upon His obedience. But a believer, he doesn't know. So these last 10 nights, he will strive as much as he can. And those who have other obligations to fulfill in the next days, and they're not able to stay up the whole night, meaning they have to get some type of rest, at least in the beginning of the night, they stand with the Imam. At least at the beginning of the night, they stand with the Imam from the beginning to the end of the prayer. From the beginning to the end of the prayer. And regardless of whether there's one Imam or two Imams or three Imams and the likes like this, from the beginning of that prayer where he is at, from the beginning of that prayer to the end of that, he will establish that, hoping for this reward. And likewise, all of the believers is highly encouraged for this affair, especially in these last 10 nights, to have this reward. And then after that, to worship Allah, to remember Him in any manner that is easy for a person, even to stand in the prayer again by himself. To go home, for example, or to stand in prayer again by himself. All of this is legislated. In this case, he will not make the witr again. Rather, he will just pray two and two as he likes. Two and two as he likes until the coming of the Fajr, if he likes to do this. He will not make witr again. Rather, he will make the witr with the Imam to get the reward of this affair. And then after that, if he wants to pray again, he'll just pray two and two throughout the night as he likes. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا وِتْرَانِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. There's no two witrs in one night. So he will not make two witrs. He will not make another witr. Rather, he will just pray. Also, he will do other actions of worship as well. Whatever is easy for him. And many of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that a person, he will look into himself. And some people, they find their heart whenever they're in prayer. And other people, they find their heart, any meaning they find their heart full of life and love of Allah and remembrance and humbleness and humility. They find their self in the best state of worship whenever they're in salah. So then it's encouraged for them to make a lot of prayer in these nights. And other people, they find their heart reciting the Quran. Other people, they find their heart in dua. So a believer, he will show preference to that which his heart is inclined to from the actions of worship. But no doubt a person, he can gather between a number of them. And if he loves to recite the Quran and he loves to make dua, then the prayer is from the best place to recite the Quran, and likewise from the best place to make dua. But maybe someone will be tired, for example, and not be able to stand. So then let him sit and recite the Quran, or let him sit and make dua. Whatever is easy for a person. Whatever is easy for a person, and that is beneficial for him specifically, then he will increase in these nights and striving to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the best things likewise in these nights is to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely, to recollect over one's life and over one's condition and his situation and his religion and his deen and his obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfilling the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and likewise the rights that He has given to His creation, and to recollect over these affairs and to take oneself to account sincerely and truthfully, and to repent to Allah from falling short and performing the obligations, or for perpetrating and violating the prohibitions, or for oppressing the people, or lying to them, or deceiving them, or cheating them, or not fulfilling their rights, especially the family members and the likes like this, especially the parents, and then as well the spouses and the loved ones and the relatives and those who have close relationship. Many times a person, he will violate their rights and he will belittle them and their rights. And this is something that is in reality major. The violation of the rights of the people is something that is major. A believer, he will repent from these affairs. He will remember them in the likes of these days, and he will ask Allah to pardon him and to forgive him. And likewise, those people who maybe are tried with lusts and desires and committing sins inside and outside of Ramadan with their eyes and with their ears and likewise with their wealth, so on and so forth. Any desiring the glitter and the impermissible lusts of this life, then a believer in these nights as well will beg Allah Azza wa Jal to take that desire out of their heart, to remove, to purify their heart, and to cleanse their heart, and to remove the lust and the desires for that which is impermissible from the heart of a person. And the one who is truthful and sincere, then Allah, he will do that for him. And it's easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. It's easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the best supplications, as we all know, is the supplication that has this meaning: Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are al-afu. You're the one who pardons. You are the one who pardons the sins and removes them and erases them. And you love to pardon, so therefore pardon me. And if Allah Azza wa Jal, He pardons a person, then many times this will mean the person will be given the success to turn away from those sins and to leave them, and the love for them will be taken from his heart, and he will begin to love Allah and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the author, he mentioned here the last narration, and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ya'takifu fil ashr الأوسط من رمضان فاعتكف عاما حتى إذا كانت ليلة 21 وهي الليلة التي يخرج من صبيحتها من اعتكافه قال من اعتكف معي فليعتكف العشر الأواخر فقد أريت هذه الليلة ثم أنسيتها وقد رأيتني أسجد في ماء وطين من صبيحتها فالتمسوها في العشر الأواخر وَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي كُلِّ وِتْرٍ. So the author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make al-i'tikaf in the middle 10 days of Ramadan, and in the middle 10 nights of Ramadan, and then he made i'tikaf 1 year, and then he said on the 21st morning, and Allah knows best, there are some other wordings here clarifying that it's actually the 20th morning the 20th morning, which is the time whenever he would come out of his i'tikaf, whenever he's making i'tikaf in the middle nights, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said this one year, whoever made i'tikaf with me this year, then he should make i'tikaf in the last 10. In the last 10. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pursue Laylatul Qadr in the middle 10 nights of Ramadan. And then in this particular year, after they had done that, on the morning normally they would leave their i'tikaf, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out and mentions to them, now whoever made i'tikaf with me in these middle days, now he should make them in the last 10. And the last 10, because I have been shown the night, I have been shown the night of Al-Qadr, but then I forgot it. And I have seen myself prostrating in water and mud, any clay, on the morning of that night. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forgot the night specifically, but he didn't forget the sign of that which happens in that night. And he was informed about the night specifically, and he forgot that specific night. But he remembered that on the morning of that night, he will be prostrating in water. And in water, meaning in rain and in clay. In water and in clay. And in mud. And in mud. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ وَلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي كُلِّ وِتْرِ. So look for the night of Al-Qadr and the last 10. And to search for it in all of the odd nights. In all of the odd nights. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he says now, فَأَمْطَرَتِ السَّمَاءُ بِتِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ فأمطرت السماء تلك الليلة وكان المسجد على عريش فوقف المسجد فأبصرت عيناي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى جبهته أثر الماء والطين من صبح 21. So he says that night it rained. That very night it rained, and the masjid was it was made from wood, and the roof was the leaves of palm trees. The roof of the masjid was made from the leaves of palm trees, and the masjid began to leak. And the masjid began to leak. And likewise, the ground, the earth near the ground of the masjid was from soil, from the dirt, from the earth. So Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he says, my two eyes. They saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that morning, and on his forehead he has the traces of water and clay. And of water and clay. And that was the morning of the 21st night. So here in this narration we see that it was established on this year, the 21st night. So some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's the 21st night. Even they mentioned that it's the 21st night, and it's like this and it never changes. But then when looking at other narrations, you will find that also it occurred on other nights as well. So this is from the evidences now that the people of knowledge mentioned that it changes. That this one year it was the 21st night, another year it was the 27th night, another year it was another night, and the likes like this, and this is how it continues. And Allah knows best the reality of that, which night is it specifically. But a believer, he will strive in these last 10 nights, and even in the odd nights, even more. And every odd night, even more. The 21st, he will hope because of this narration. The 23rd, there's another narration. The 25th, there's another narration. The 27th, there's a number of narrations. Even the 29th, there's a narration. Even here in this narration that we read previously, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي آخِرِ لَيْلَةٍ. Look for it in the last night. In the last night of Ramadan. So long as Ramadan continues, and we are still in these last nights, then a believer, he will pursue them every night, especially the 27th night, even more specific, but one will not be certain about that. And from the wisdom of that is that a believer who understands this and does not know for sure which night it is, then he will strive in every night. He will make effort in every night. In this manner, his reward and his deeds will be multiplied. And likewise, his soul is being purified in this manner as well. So there's great benefit in this. And likewise, this is as well coming to the closing of the month and the closing of the pillar of the fast of Ramadan. So what better way to close this great pillar and this great action of worship? By striving hard every single night. By striving hard every single day and every single night, and closing the month in the best manner. and the best manner. And it's from here that we now understand what was in the hearts of the companions radiallahu anhum on the day of Eid, whenever they said to one another, Taqabbalallahu minna wa mink. Taqabbalallahu minna wa mink. May Allah accept from us and from you. May Allah accept from us and from you. Meaning because on them last 10 nights, they're all striving hard. They're all making great efforts, seeking this night, seeking the mercy of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, seeking forgiveness, striving night after night, night after night, night after night, day after day, yani until the month was completed and finished. And now after this time, now they have high hopes in their heart that they had reached that night, and that they had been forgiven, and that Allah had pardoned them, and that Allah had freed them from the hellfire, and that Allah is pleased with them and has accepted their efforts. So this is why they'll give that greetings on the day of Eid in this manner. And for the one who ponders over this affair, that's a great dua and it has great meaning. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept from us and from you. And this is how they would greet each other. And this is also an indication that the day of Eid is a day of celebration, celebrating the completion of the worship, celebrating the religion and the establishment of the Tawheed of Allah, celebrating the establishment of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the completion of this great pillar about Islam, the pillar of fasting, the month of Ramadan, the pillar of fasting, the month of Ramadan. So the issue of which night it is specifically, this is something that people of knowledge, they have differed about, yani from the early generations until today. So the advice is to not be certain about any specific night, to not treat it like it's any specific night, but rather to strive in every last night, odd number or even number, odd number or even number. The odd numbers even more hopeful. The 27th even more hopeful. But even after that, until the very last night, until the very last night, the one who makes effort in this manner, he should have glad tidings of great mercy and favor and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the one who only stood on the 27th night, and there are a number of nights he's not sure about. And as for the one who stood all the way up until the 27th night, then still after that, there are a number of nights he's not sure about. As for the one who stood from the beginning till the end, then he has no doubt, inshallah, that he caught that night. Now he would just hope that it was accepted. Now he would just hope that it's just, that it was accepted. So this is yani the chapter, the author he mentioned with regards to Laylat al-Qadr. There are a number of benefits from the likes of these narrations. From them in this narration here is that the people of knowledge, as they mentioned, if a person he were to prostrate on something and something from the ground, the dirt or the stones or the likes, were to stay on his forehead, then he will not wipe his forehead while he's in the prayer. That he will not wipe his forehead while he's in the prayer until after the prayer is finished. And we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prostrated with his noble face in this muddy ground, and until the extent that after the prayer, it was seen the traces of that is seen in his face, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from here, the people of Nara, as they mentioned, to not busy oneself with this. If he prostrated on the dirt and it got on his forehead, he will not wipe his forehead in the prayer. Rather, he will continue praying. Likewise, what has come as well, we have taken previously in the chapter of Salat, that whenever something is on the ground as well, you are allowed to wipe the ground, but only one time. Only one time, whenever needed. A person, he will not wipe the ground if there's something in his way, unless it's needed. And then he will only do it one time. He will only do it one time. As for the forehead, then Allah knows best. He will not do it at all. He will not do it at all, and this is from the evidences of that. Likewise, we see the humbleness of the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it was not decorated, and it was not it's not adorned in the likes like this. Rather, it was humble. It was made from palm trees and from palm fibers and palm leaves and the likes like this. And it was the place of the establishment of the religion and the legislation of al-Islam had proceeded from there, and the da'wah at-Tawheed had proceeded yani from there by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. After this, the author, he mentions Bab al-Itikaf, the chapter of al-Itikaf, and we discuss this inshallah in our class tomorrow, the rulings and the benefits and the manners of al-Itikaf. And inshallah on Yawm al-Ahad, on Sunday, we will take the rulings of Zakat al-Fitr. So tomorrow the class will be inshallah about al-Itikaf, and then the next day the rulings related to Zakat al-Fitr. May Allah grant us all success to strive in these nights and to be sincere and truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worship, and to accept from all of us and all of the believers, and to rectify our affairs, and to pardon us, and to forgive our sins, and to purify our hearts, and to purify our souls, and to make us from those who are beloved to Him by His grace and His mercy. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.